Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Earlier today, Amnesty International put out a statement saying that the South African government must be transparent, accountable and effective in its response to the KZN floods. Sibusiso Khasa, who's a campaigner at Amnesty International South Africa, joins us now. Good afternoon. Why did Amnesty International feel the need to put out a statement?
Okay, thanks for having Amnesty International, and good afternoon to you and the listeners at home. And perhaps before we proceed, I must mention that the line is not the best one, but I hope we will be successful in this interview. But when it comes to us issuing the statement that we sent out late yesterday, we decided to go and visit KZN so that we can see as to what has been the impact of the floods on people's human rights, and as to how is government best responding to this particular issue. But what we sort of found is that most of the people that we spoke to, because we conducted more than 20 interviews, and people, what they've been saying to us is that they've had to stay for weeks or days without any particular assistance from the government. And that simply means that our government has not been living up to its obligations in terms of making sure that they sort of protect human rights. In this particular sense, I understand that the argument might be that these are floods, not any type of other action from government. But the problem is that you find that even if it's floods, you need to have those mitigating factors that government can assist in terms of providing, so that they won't be even in future. If you're talking about infrastructure, for instance, so that you don't have, as in this, the type of devastation that we saw.
Sibusiso, does Amnesty International have people on the ground in KZN that are there to actually see what aid is coming in? Not only, well, obviously not from the private sector, because that's private, right? But the government deals with public money. So, you know, are you monitoring that, and how are you going to ensure that the government is accountable and transparent?
Yes, we do have people that are based in KZN, like mainly our researchers, they are based in KZN, but this time it was more of a mission that we embarked on as a larger team, because we are also from Johannesburg, we also visited those areas that are mainly affected. And so what we've been monitoring is not only what we see on the ground and what we hear from the community members, but also even because some of these statements they are made in the media, but what we're seeing is that we're not getting enough details about as to maybe, for instance, if you're talking about plans that are costed, we're not seeing those kind of those detailed plans. And that's why when we were on the ground, when we spoke to people, some of them, what they were saying is that we've had officials, some of the officials have been coming to see us in these particular areas that they've put us in, but they've only taken our names. There's been no further action after that, or even information which will sort of indicate as to what will happen next.
Sibusiso, the plan that you mentioned and you spoke about earlier, obviously, and the plan going forward, how can we become aware of it? How can we sort of have access to what this plan is?
That's what we're calling for. We can have that access to that type of information if government provides us with that type of information. What we do understand is the fact that given also the recent floods which all took place over the weekend, the government is obviously still assessing some of the damage, of which they are estimating that it could cost about in terms of rebuilding, it could cost over about 25 billion, for instance. But there are funds that have already been released by the Treasury in terms of, or allocated by the Treasury, National Treasury, which is around 1 billion in terms of relief. So we need a detailed plan from government, because that kind of information needs to be made public, so that we understand as to what government is doing, so that even people who are seeking help, they also understand as to what government is planning to do. Because the other problem is that, as we've sort of mentioned on other platforms, that if there's no transparency, a lot of things can happen. And if you're looking at the past, not saying that this is the case in this particular issue, but if you're looking into the past, for instance, you'd realize that sometimes funds have sort of been mismanaged or misused. So if you're talking about issues of corruption, that's something that we not only we as Amnesty International, but many members of the general public have been calling for in terms of government to say, government, please show us as to where these funds are going through so that we avoid mistakes that have been made in the past.
Absolutely. I think that is so relevant. And I think the transparency element of the funds, I think, is so pertinent, especially with corruption. And we know that it's, you know, corruption is rife. And I think the fact that transparency and people need to have access and need to understand, you know, exactly what the funds, how they're going to be used, who's going to have access.
Do you think the government thinks that it's obligated to do that? I just wonder what's in place that the government should be compelled
to actually
be transparent, because I don't think that there's been a lot of motivation.
No.
Sibusiso, what do you have in place? What does Amnesty have in place that if the government isn't transparent, what is Amnesty going to do?
So we, on our part, because our job is to try and ensure that government is held accountable, and also in terms of that, it has obligation, not only according to South African law, but also in terms of international law. It has an obligation to protect human rights and also to promote them and respect them. So in this particular sense, we as Amnesty International, it is to push our government, not only through campaigning, but also because normally we do engage with them also on the advocacy level of things, to try and push for them to make that type of information available to us. And some of those things, they can also, like if you are talking about the Protection of the Information Act, that sort of also gives you access to that kind of information. So it's more about us trying to also making sure that we put a spotlight on such matters. And also in terms of if you are looking at, because as I mentioned, in terms of the human rights, because this particular flood, if you are looking at issues like the right to life has been affected, your right to safety, privacy, like your dignity, your right to people's dignity, because some of them, as we've mentioned in our press release, they've had to resort to using like the bushes to relieve themselves. So those are the kind of issues that we are mainly concerned about. And while we do acknowledge this is a natural disaster, we sort of want government to ensure that they speed up in terms of response to this particular flood, and also to avoid any particular any further loss of life, and in future, so that they put measures in place that will sort of mitigate against such natural disasters. And the other particular issue, you would recall that before the 2010 World Cup, you had people that are living in the Isipingo transit camp that were moved by government from various areas to that particular transit camp with the promise that they would be moved away from that particular area to proper houses and in a different area. Because they said they are going to move them between 6 months and 8 months, but that hasn't happened. And now we are looking at it just around 2009, and now we are in 2022. That shows you that there is a lack of accountability on government part.
For sure, and it just worries me that it's, you know, they're still not accountable. That's why my questions may have seemed a little bit below the belt. Anyhow, Sibusiso Khasa, campaigner at Amnesty International South Africa, thank you very much, and good luck on holding the government accountable.